His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Nuance Health Network has instituted a no-visitor policy at all of its healthcare facilities in New York and Connecticut. They have hospitals that include Northern Dutchess Hospital in New York, Putnam Hospital, and Vassar Brothers Medical Center in New York, Danbury Hospital, New Milford Hospital, Norwalk Hospital, and Sharon Hospital in Connecticut. The company issued the following statement via email yesterday: to continuously ensure a healthy and safe environment for patients and staff during the COVID-19 pandemic, effectively immediately, no visitors are allowed at any Nuvance Health hospital or facility until further notice. Exceptions apply. There are visitor policies that have to be followed in full at the hospital. Small business emergency loans are available in Massachusetts. That was announced as economic support with a $10 million loan fund to provide financial relief for those that have been affected by COVID-19 in Massachusetts. The $10 million Small Business Recovery Loan Fund will provide emergency capital up to $75,000 to Massachusetts-based businesses impacted by COVID-19, with under 50 full and part-time employees, including nonprofits. Meanwhile, in Dutchess County, now eligible for disaster relief, the U.S. Small Business Administration offers low-interest federal disaster loans for working capital to small businesses suffering substantial economic injury as a result of the COVID-19. SBA acted under its own authority as provided by the Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriation Act that was recently signed by President Trump to declare a disaster following a request received from Connecticut Governor Led Lamont in March 15, 2020. That disaster declaration made SBA assistance available in both Connecticut as well as the contiguous counties of Dutchess, Putnam, and Westchester County in New York. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is hosting a live countywide coronavirus informational telephone town hall meeting today, beginning at 5:30. During the call, which will also be streamed live on the county's Facebook page, County Executive Molinaro will provide a brief overview of the current coronavirus situation in Dutchess County and then answer questions from residents. If you'd like to dial into the telephone town hall meeting today, call the toll-free number 845-765-7121 this evening. Learn more information at DutchessNY.gov. Any information that is available on cancellations or rescheduling of events due to the coronavirus are available at two locations. You can go to our regular website, RobinhoodRadio.com, and it's right there on the homepage. If you're a member of Facebook, go to our Facebook page, WHDDRobinhoodRadio.com, and it's the first listing on that Facebook page. Coming up in Cornwall, the Board of Education meets at the library at 4:15. Also in Sharon, the Conservation Commission meets at Town Hall at 6:30. Still schedule a fundraiser, Plant and Sip. Plant one-of-a-kind terrarium, sip on tea and lemonade. It will benefit the Galapagos Island trip whenever it is held. This is being March 19th from 6 till 7 p.m. at the Hoosie Ag Ed Greenhouse. Check the high school to see if that is still on. Also coming up on the 19th, the Board of Finance in Cornwall meets at Town Hall at 7 o'clock, the Budget Workshop at Town Hall. In Sharon, on the 19th, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting beginning at 7 p.m. On Thursday, in Pine Plains, the Town Board has their next meeting at 7 p.m. In Ankrum, the Town Board meeting comes up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on Thursday at 7:30. The Pine Plains FFA 29th Annual Toy Show and Auction for this Saturday has been put on hold. It is postponed. They will run it at a later date and let people know. The Art of Appliqué Quilt Exhibition opens March 21st at the Burke Hall Gallery at St. John in the Wilderness. More information at 518-329-0530. Our business brief is underwritten by Mortgages at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up a little over 1,000 points, 21,237.38 yesterday. The S&P 500 gained 143 points to 2529.19, and the NASDAQ was up about 430 points to 7334.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.